All righty, folks, 4:43 here on a Sunday morning. It's JJ After Dark. Chad Jastrzemski with you right here on The Fan. And it's hard to believe it's week 13 already in the National Football League. And this guy took a week's hiatus. I wasn't around last week. Still tweeted out a bunch of picks. And I think he actually had a pretty good week. He can confirm that in a minute. Our Vegas insider, Bill Bowen of Eagle Eye Picks, who was all over a couple of winners when it comes to college football. Isn't that right, Bill?
Yeah, had some bad breaks as well, but I've been seesawing back and forth this week, so hopefully turn it around tomorrow.
Well, that's the idea, and hopefully a big Sunday is in store. Now, refresh my memory. Last Sunday, did it treat you well or treat you poorly?
It treated me well. Now that I think about it, I can't remember what picks I had.
You had the Giants, right? I feel like you take the Giants every week, and you're not even a Giant fan.
No, Giants, Cleveland against Cincy was one of the picks. Denver against Pittsburgh was another. Yeah, so I had a pretty good Sunday.
No, it was a good Sunday for you, so let's make it another good Sunday. Let's start first with the Giants here, Bill. They played a game that was a blood and guts game against the Eagles. They had the great first half. They have a 16-point lead. The Eagles come storming back, and they win that game. So here's my question to you. They're a 3.5-point dog. The Bears come in here with a backup quarterback. Do you think the Giants have anything left in the tank for Chicago?
That was my biggest thing coming into this game. I mean, this is a very tricky game. I'm not sure how motivated this Giants team is going to be after blowing that lead you just talked about last week, ending any long-shot dream they had of possibly coming back and winning the division. To me, I feel like looking at this game without looking at lines or public or anything like that, you would think that the Bears, even with Chase Daniel at QB, should be able to win by a touchdown. The Bears have the best run defense in the league, and the Giants don't run the ball as well as they should. So you would think that the ground game will be limited, and that means, like usual, a lot of weight can be put on Eli's shoulders to move the ball and to put up points. The problem with that is you have Khalil Mack and that Bears defense coming after the statue that is Eli. The Giants have had problems protecting him all year, and I could see it getting pretty ugly tomorrow. I just feel like this has the makings of one of those games where you see like Beckham fighting with the tent on the sideline by the third quarter. But with all that being said, I do have to look at the line, and the line opening up at 4 and then dropping a half point with public slightly on the Bears makes me think that some sharp money is coming in on the Giants. This game just seems a little bit fishy to me, which is why I'm just going to stay away based on the line and where it was made. I could see this being a defensive struggle, but at the same time, I could see them getting absolutely killed by putting forward a very minimal effort. So I can't really recommend confidently either side.
There you go. Stay away from the Giants and the Bears. Now let's get to the Jets, who have lost 5 consecutive games. We don't know who their quarterback's going to be. They go into Tennessee to take on a Titan team that's still in the mix at 5-6. They're coming off a terrible loss last week on Monday night against the Texans. Seeing some good things out of Marcus Mariota. Bill, they're laying 10 points. It's a huge number for a team that doesn't light up the scoreboard. But, I mean, can you trust the Jets to cover that number? I can't.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, I'm a Titans fan, and I can very confidently say they're going to win, but I can't say they're going to cover. The Titans' last 2 games have been drastically different than the 2 before that. They had that win on Monday night against Dallas, and then they blew out the Pats. After that, they dropped 2 division road games by 28 and 17. I'm expecting them to bounce back tomorrow because they have played much better at home over the last 2 seasons. And like you said, they're a desperate team who probably needs to win out to make the playoffs. But I don't know if I could recommend laying 10. Yes, the Jets are a dumpster fire. And yes, they're on a 5-game losing streak. Yes, they have lost 4 or 5 by more than 14. Yes, they have one of the worst head coaches in the football league. And yes, we still don't know who's starting at QB. But with all that being said, the Titans only average 17.7 points a game. Maybe it's just me being pessimistic as a fan, but the Titans are one of those teams who tend to grind out games. They tend to they break out every now and then, but they just tend to grind out. They rely on the defense for that, and for that reason, I can't recommend laying double digits. Could they win by 25? Yeah, it's the Jets, but I wouldn't be shocked to see it being a close, like, 4 to 7-point win.
There you go. Stayaways for both of the New York locals. Now, Bill, this is the game of the late afternoon window. It's the Vikings and the Patriots. And I got to be honest, very surprised with the line movement here. Opens up as a 6-point New England line. Line is down to 5, even with 60% of the money coming in on New England. Surprising?
No. I mean, the Minnesota defense has been playing a lot better recently. And for me, and I feel like for everyone, it's just so hard to fade the pass at home, especially when it gets later in the year, like the December-January games. It's just very hard to do. But I do like how the line has moved down a point with the public being on New England, just to get that out of the way. Like I just said, the Vikings defense, they're sitting at about top five in football right now, and they're currently holding a wild spot in the NFC. The Pats are the Pats, but even though they're 8-3, they haven't exactly felt fully right all year. I think the Vikings defense will be able to make this game into a grind for Brady, and the Pats defense has enough holes in it where Cousins should be able to keep up pace with the talented receivers he has. That said, I like the Vikings to keep it close and actually have a chance to win, but I would stick with the points and not get greedy with the money line New England.
Spend a couple minutes with our Vegas insider, Bill Bowen, over at Eagle App Picks, getting you ready for Week 13 in the NFL. And, Bill, for the most part, you've been spot on with a lot of these sucker lines. And for those who are still trying to figure out what they're going to do on Sunday, and there are a couple of sucker lines that I see here on the board. Which one really catches your eye this week?
That would be the Ravens at the Falcons. You have started at Ravens, I believe, at -2.5, and now they're a 2.5-point dog. That's basically that's a 5-point swing. That's a ton. Like, that's pretty telling in itself. And it's 5 points in favor for a 4-7 team over the 6-5 team. The Falcons had the long week of rest. They played on Thanksgiving, and they have to win out to have any shot at the playoffs. Matt Ryan's been good all year. He has a 111 QB rating, and Julio and Ridley have definitely benefited from it. The biggest problem for the Falcons, obviously on the road and defensive side, is on the road and on the defensive side of the ball. They give up an average of 28 a game, and most games they're in, they just become a shootout, which for me is fine going into tomorrow. The Falcons are comfortable inside the dome and in the shot-for-shot type of games like that. On the Ravens side, they have a very good defense, but they have seen their cracks of late, giving up 21 or more in 4 of the last 5, and then 17 last week to the Raiders, which might be the worst of them all. And I heard you talking earlier. They're also expecting to see Lamar Jackson again, who's going to be starting his first ever road game. Jackson looked good his first 2 starts, but that was against the Bengals and the Raiders. And at the end of the day, I think it's actually a pretty decent matchup of the Falcons at home against the rookie QB. And I think it's smart to ride the line movement.
Okay, so you're going to ride the line movement, riding the Atlanta Falcons. Baltimore, you sucker bet of the week. This is the game of the week, and it's on Sunday night. And I think it's going to be a very telling game in the AFC. Chargers, 8-3, no Melvin Gordon, on the road in Pittsburgh. Steelers have looked very shaky the last 2 games. We also know they're a much different team at home. They're a 3-point favorite. Split action. You have a lean for the big showdown on Sunday night with the Chargers and the Steelers, Bill.
Yeah, I do. This is by far the most intriguing match of the day because I just feel like the Chargers have been sliding under the radar for most of the year. They're sitting at 8-3, and they're only 1 game behind the Chiefs. But that may be a little misleading because of their 8 wins. Only one is against a winning team, which would be Seattle at 6-5. If you look at that, their offense has been awesome all year. But a lot of it has to do with, like you just said, Melvin Gordon, who they're going to be without this week. And this is not a game you want to be missing him. I expect Ben to drop back 40 to 50 times like he has of late and make plays with AB and Juju Smith-Schuster on the outside. And it's going to be Rivers' job to keep up with that, which becomes more of a problem without Melvin Gordon against that solid Pittsburgh D. I think last week was a terrible spot for the Steelers at Denver, but they rarely lose 2 games in a row. And like you just said, they're much better at home. And I think you're going to see both QBs throw a lot tomorrow. And you'll probably see Ben take a few sacks. You'll probably see him throw a pick because that's how his games go. But at the end of the day, I think this Pittsburgh offense is going to be too much at home to keep up with the Chargers. And for the Chargers D, and the Chargers tend to find ways to lose these type of games. So you have that going for you if you're leaning Pittsburgh.
Monday night, Bill, before we get to your best bets and your leans for Sunday, Washington and Philadelphia. I'm seeing this line now down to 6. Public money on the Eagles opened up at 7, down to 6. The fact that Washington has the extra time to prepare, does that come into the equation, or is it just the idea that a lot of short bettors are not buying this resurgence from Philadelphia because of the problems they have on defense?
Yeah, I think that's a little bit of the case. I think 7 is just a lot for this Eagles team. I mean, they are the defending champions, but they haven't really looked great all year. And for Washington, you have Colt McCoy starting, so those extra days definitely helps because he hasn't been really in a routine all year. I haven't really looked much into that game, but 7 or 6, wherever the line is at right now, that's a lot to lay for this Philly team.
All right, Bill, now it's time for the leans and the best bets of the week. And you got to be sure with Eagle Eye Picks, his philosophy always is to wait until the last possible second. It's the way he analyzes, the way he goes about his business. So he's going to give you a bunch of leans now, but you got to follow him on Twitter to see what the official plays are going to be. Isn't that right, Bill?
Yeah, a lot of times within the 5 hours I'm on this show or 6 hours, my plays could change 2 or 3 of them within that time span. So I usually don't put my plays in on Sundays till probably about 12:30, 12:45.
Well, there you go. They're going in late. So as of right now, what are you thinking is going to be in order for the card on Sunday? What's in order?
Right now, it would be the Falcons, the Steelers, and the Vikings.
That's wow. So you actually are picking the 3 games I gave out, and we are lock in step with 2 of them. We're heads up on the Vikings-Patriots game. So that's a rarity. I feel like we never pick the same games. And you're not actually picking the Giants this week. You're staying away from them.
I am staying away from them. Like, that game is just rough. I don't know. With that line and Cleo Mack, I could see Eli getting sacked 7 times tomorrow.
Well, Bill, good luck to you with the Falcons. Good luck to you with the Steelers. I don't wish you luck with the Vikings. Make some money. We'll talk next week. Keep up the good work, all right?
Sounds great. Talk to you later.
There you go. Bill Bowen, Eagle Eye Picks. He's got the Falcons as a lean. He's got the Steelers. And he has the Minnesota Vikings. And ironically enough, those are the 3 games I picked on Friday. I have the Falcons. I have the Steelers. I don't have the Vikings.